The Israeli authorities are extending a pilot program that's aimed at teaching an Israeli-only curriculum to Palestinian school children who live in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Palestinians are not happy with the move. Teachers and members from the Education Ministry have warned that the move is part of Tel Aviv's plan to Judaize the education system through eradicating a Palestinian identity.
Israel wants to brainwash students in Jerusalem al-Quds to create a generation who accept the Israeli occupation and its policies, with the final goal of making a complete deletion of the Palestinian history and heritage.
Teachers and students say the curriculum is being changed in a step-by-step process by the Israeli occupation in order to eradicate Palestinian history, heritage and culture. They say this is particularly dangerous for the children, as at this age they're most receptive and they believe what they are taught in schools as fact. During the press conference, teachers explained that Israel has been trying to proceed with the program since the 1967 Al-Nakba. However, the Palestinians have resisted and refused to learn the Israeli curriculum. Instead, they have used the Jordanian one. During this time, the teachers added, Israel has slowly changed the language of the curriculum to Hebrew.
There are two points. First, Tel Aviv is forcing the Palestinian students to study the Israeli curriculum. Secondly, we are not good protectors of our education. Both parents and the Palestinian Authority are responsible for their children's education.
Abdel Lafi also said that it's part of Tel Aviv's strategy to divide Jerusalem al-Quds from the other West Bank cities. This, he added, will irreparably damage Palestinian children's knowledge of their culture and identity. Lafi said the Israeli curriculum will give Palestinian children teachings that will eventually benefit Israel. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.